It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparle County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparle County Post 1656, and Bellingham American Legion Post 441. Three great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Yeah, let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparle Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
Doing pretty good. It's going to be a hot one today.
Yeah, you look about 20 pounds lighter than the last time I saw you, I think. After you mowed your lawn this past weekend, you know.
You know, I weighed myself, yesterday morning. I'm trying to lose some weight, and so I've been weighing myself every morning. Well, I weighed myself this morning, and after I mowed lawn yesterday, and I lost 5 pounds.
5 pounds, okay.
5 pounds.
That's pretty good. Better go out and mow it again.
Oh, maybe.
I just do some weed eating or something.
A lot of sweating.
Yeah, that's and the dew points are high, and they're going to be high again today. And I don't think they've posted a heat warning or anything, but it'd be a good idea to take it easy and
drink a lot of liquids. People to stay inside, drink
that's
liquids.
Right. And don't get carried away with the outdoor activities.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's salute a veteran here.
Of course. Today we're saluting Tech 5, Arden H. Pearson. Arden was born on May 17, 1923 in Minnesota and passed away on December 4, 2013. He entered active duty on June 22, 1944 in Fort Snelling in the United States Army. Was honorably discharged just shy of 2 years later on May 14, 1946 at Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. He was a tank mechanic, with Company C of the 28th Tank Battalion, served over in the South Pacific during World War II. And some medals and ribbons that he earned were the American Theater Service Ribbon, the Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Ribbon, the Good Conduct Medal, lapel button for honorable service, and one overseas service bar. So we thank you, Arden, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Salute to all our veterans.
Every day is Veterans Day in my office.
That's right. We'll tell them how to get down there in just a little bit.
Eventually we'll
all
do
right.
that.
Okay. But before we do that, let's talk about the Blue Water Navy and some issues with Agent Orange.
Yeah, VA extends Agent Orange presumption to Blue Water Navy veterans, meaning eligible veterans may now be entitled to disability compensation benefits. VA.gov news release came out on July 5th and discussing the signing of the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act of 2019. The Department of Veterans Affairs is preparing to process Agent Orange exposure claims for Blue Water Navy veterans who served offshore of the Republic of Vietnam between January 9th, 1962 and May 7th, 1975. These veterans may be eligible for presumption of herbicide exposure through Public Law 116-23, Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act of 2019, which was signed into law on June 25th and goes into effect on January 1st, 2020. They may also qualify for presumption of service connection if they have a disease that is recognized as being associated with herbicide exposure. The bipartisan Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act gives VA until January 1st of 2020 to begin deciding Blue Water Navy-related claims. By staying claims decisions until that day, VA is complying with the law that Congress wrote and passed. Blue Water Navy veterans are encouraged to submit disability compensation claims for conditions presumed to be related to Agent Orange exposure. Veterans over the age of 85 or with life-threatening illnesses will have priority in claims processing, which makes sense. Veterans who previously were denied for an Agent Orange-related presumptive condition can file a new claim based on the change in law. Eligible survivors of deceased Blue Water Navy veterans may also benefit from the new law and may file claims for benefits based on their veteran service. New law affects veterans who served on a vessel operating not more than 12 nautical miles seaward from the demarcation line of the waters of Vietnam and Cambodia, as defined in Public Law 116-23. There's an estimated 420,000 to 560,000 Vietnam-era veterans that may be considered Blue Water Navy veterans. About 500,000 veterans. That's
a lot of people.
That's a significant number.
It is.
To qualify under the new law, these veterans must have a disease associated with herbicide exposure, as listed in 38 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 3.309, Subsection E. And those Agent Orange presumptive conditions are AL, I'm going to butcher some of these names because they're medical terms.
Just say them with authority and keep going.
Amyloidosis, chloracne or similar acne-form diseases, chronic B-cell leukemias, diabetes mellitus type 2, Hodgkin's lymphoma, formerly known as Hodgkin's disease, ischemic heart disease, multiple myeloma, non-Hodgkin lymphoma, formerly known as non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's disease, peripheral neuropathy, early onset, porphyria cutanea tarda.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I studied that one.
How to pronounce it?
Yeah, right. I should have.
I should have a class on that one. Prostate cancer, respiratory cancers, including lung, bronchus, larynx, or trachea, soft tissue sarcoma, other than osteosarcoma, chondrosarcoma, Kaposi sarcoma, or mesothelioma. And one thing I did like to see on this VA.gov news release, the last sentence in it says, veterans seeking more information should contact their veteran service officer.
There you go. Good plug for you.
That's a good plug for all veteran service officers right out there. You know, we're the first point of contact, or the local point of contact for benefits like this. And by all means, give us a call or stop in, ask questions, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
You have that number handy there.
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website, minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse, garden level, as you like to call it.
Lush and green.
Yep. East door is accessible. We're the first door on the left there.
Handicap accessible, easy parking.
Accessible for anybody. Right. And you reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Very good. Yeah, it's, you talk about those diseases and things. I go to the blood mobile, you know, and you have to answer all these questions. It says, have you ever had? And then it's such and such and such and such. And I'm checking off, no, no, no. Hopefully I've never had any of that stuff. Never heard of it, but not that I know of, you know. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, if you can't pronounce it, chances are you haven't had it.
That's what I figured. So. All right. Well, thank you, Josh. We'll see you again next Monday.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benning, a Lackborough Veteran Service Officer with Vets Info on the Air here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lackborough County Post 1656, Bellingham American Legion Post 441, and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.